Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 82 and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have one left from last week and then we'll get into this week's. So starting off, Payday CEO is gone after the third game flopped.
Yeah, I got this from Starbreeze. Starbreeze's own website posted it. But Starbreeze's CEO, I guess that's the developing company behind Payday 3. Tobias Sajurin is no longer with the company following the troubled launch of Payday 3 and its ongoing issues attracting and retaining players. Starbreeze said in the news release that the company has assigned board member Jurian Goender to become intern CEO immediately as the company seeks a permanent CEO to replace Sergeant. Goldender has been in the video game industry for 40 years and was previously CEO of Focus Home. He has been on Starbreeze's board since 2003. So, I mean, that's a relatively new...
2020.
I mean, I know he's been in the industry for 40 years, but to just be with a company for a year and be appointed interim CEO is kind of funny. I mean, I'm just saying, if you have people that's been in your company for a lot longer and know your company values over top of everything, seems like they should you know, have bids for it, opposed to pretty much a guy's only been there for a year. But
sounds maybe a little rigged to me, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I understand 40 years of experience is a lot of experience, but...
Yeah, but I mean, usually seniority in within the company plays a bigger role than experience in the same industry somewhere else. So, usually loyalty pays off. But not always, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of figured something was going to happen within the developer companies since Payday 3, like I said, it flopped. So the first two, they were received very well, done very good. They're very good games. And then the third one just didn't live up to the expectations that the second one did. And... yeah, it flopped. So, CEO.
Do you think Game Pass had anything to do with it as far as sales, or do you think that's included in the situation?
I mean, I think obviously they'll get a cut from Xbox with it being on Game Pass. So, I mean, yeah, you don't get the sales, but they can still see how many people are playing that game on that platform. Yeah. So, to me, if I was them, I would add that to the sales numbers because, like I said, they're getting a cut from Xbox, so it's not like they're not getting any money from it at all. And so I'd add that to those numbers if I were the developer. So, I mean, it probably just flopped all around. So I don't know. To answer your question, I don't personally think it had anything to do with it. I think it's just, it wasn't, I mean... it just didn't live up to the expectations that people had for the Payday series.
When we covered the reviews, it was the lowest reviewed out of all the games, too.
Yeah. I mean, I played... I think it was the first one. I didn't play the second one, but... people say the second one's better than the first one. I thought the first one was pretty decent. Pretty good.
Yeah. I played a little bit of the third one just on Game Pass, and, you know, it was difficult what I was expecting. Payday game, because I didn't play the first two, but I've seen videos on the first two, right. So I'm just like, okay. I was like, it seems like pretty cut and dry, but, you know, obviously people expect more in the current gen of gaming.
Right. And honestly, you see a lot of games like at flop that had previous entries, just because whether it's a good game or not, sometimes they don't do as well as what you would think, because I think some people's expectations for next gen is too high. They expect it to be this groundbreaking graphics, you know, increase that it's not, and then they expect the gameplay to be longer, the missions or whatever, campaign to be longer in different games, and they still have to fit it with on a single disc most of the time, unless you're Baldur's Gate 3. They try to fit it, all that data on one disc because they still have the physical games, and I mean the graphics, and it's not next gen. Like, yes, they say that the Xbox Series X and the PS5 can play 4K 120 frames per second when no games are playing 120 frames per second on those consoles. They're still capped at 60. Sometimes they play 30. So people just have their expectations too high for next gen, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's been a dagger for this generation of consoles, it seems. I mean, they've both done well.
Yeah.
You know, PlayStation obviously better than everybody else, considering Switch is part of the last generation somehow, but...
not getting to that right now.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, it flopped. I mean, before the... like, just watching the trailers, I kind of seen it coming, but I was hoping they would do well, but...
at least they went for the top guy and not the bottom employees.
Yeah, most of the time they just fire the development team behind the game instead of the CEO of the company.
Fire this one guy instead of firing 300 other people at equals his salary.
Right, yeah. Alright, well, go ahead and move on to this week's. The PS5 Pro information has leaked online, supposedly.
Sony is indeed working on a more advanced version of the PlayStation 5 that could feature more powerful GPU that's potentially up to three times faster for specific tasks compared to current PS5 models. YouTuber Moore's Law is Dead claims to have attained a technical overview document for the PS5 Pro, codenamed Trinity, and Insider Gaming Tom Henderson has confirmed the leak specifications accuracy, which suggests a holiday 2024 release window for the console. This makes sense to me, and I believe this is going to happen just because Xbox put out their thing, I believe, yesterday. I don't know if you had seen it or not. It's going to be like the X2, I think, is what it's branded as.
Yeah.
And it's November 11th of 2024 is when it'll release. So I believe this is thing. Sony's just obviously was late to the punch, or Microsoft had the leak information and decided to beat Sony to the punch.
That's a possibility. I could definitely see Microsoft doing that, but like they're not planning on announcing anything, but then they see these leaks going around, so they're like, oh, I'm going to say it first. That way people don't say that we're responding to Sony.
Yeah.
But it also, I have like the CPU and everything, and GPU. It says the CPU is the same as the current model, but has a high CPU frequency mode, which boosts the CPU to 3.85 gigahertz, a 10% increase over the current model. However, while this increases the CPU speed, it will also downclock the GPU by about 1%. Audio is getting a boost. Though the same leaker you were talking about, he said, I'm not entirely clear on the technical details. I doubt this will make much of a practical difference for most users anyways. Which makes sense because, yes, the audio within the console matters, but in all, it depends on the speakers on your TV or your monitor or whatever, too. So.
Or sound bars if you do that for gaming.
Right. The GPU says rendering will be 45% faster than the standard PlayStation 5. That's a pretty massive boost, up to 4 times the ray tracing. 33.5 teraflops PSSR PlayStation spectral super resolution for anti-aliasing and upscaling, possible support for up to 8K resolution and various other improvements. It sounds like the new system will also have a detachable disk drive similar to the PS5 Slim, as well as 1 terabyte of storage space. That last detail is super disappointing, as 1 terabyte is just not enough for modern games, and honestly the only upgrade I think is really essential for the PS5, which runs just fine as it is, will be an increase to storage needed to install more than 5 games at a time. That last point kind of makes sense. Like 1 terabyte, like it used to be, that was a lot of storage. But now, It's not.
Speaking of this generation, speaking of this generation of gaming, from the last topic, is the games have got bigger size-wise, but not much more. Like just because the graphics are that much better, it's not because the gameplay is actually more in depth.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's a boost, and it's the boost in graphics. I mean, and even the boost in graphics themselves aren't completely drastically different than last gen, because I remember playing, say, 2K14, NBA 2K14. I had it for the 360, so I played it all the time and everything. Then I got it for the Xbox One, and then I played it on there. And the graphics difference between those two generations were huge. Like, I remember, like, just going from the 360 to the Xbox the same day. Like, I just got off 360 to the Xbox the first time I put the game in. And I thought the players looked so real. Like, they looked, I was like, there's no way they could get any better than this. Because that's what I was used to. I was used to the 360 graphics. Like, that was a huge jump. But there's not a huge jump between the Xbox One and the Xbox Series. A little bit, but not a huge difference like that to me.
Same way with PS4 and PS5.
Right. So, like I said, yes, they have gotten bigger because of the graphics increase, but like I said, still they hold their expectations too high on next gen. But back to the storage space, 1 terabyte's not that much. I think they should
5 games at tops.
Yeah, I think they should minimum come out with 1.5 terabytes, if not a 2 terabyte system base, especially for their second, or not say, their mid generation refresh or whatever. They should up that to at least 1.5 to 2 terabytes base.
Well, this is like the last third, because it's the final 2 years, because it's going to be 2026.
Yeah, that's what they say. But it's mid-gen refresh. Because even then, I mean, they'll support it after the new system comes out. All right. Going from next-gen back to the first, well, one of the first generations of gaming. New NES project is looking to use the never before used expansion port.
Yeah, it's going to be called the NES Hub. It adds wireless 4-player, and you can attach the SNES controllers to it, and along with the normal NES controllers. Expansion audio and Famicom peripheral support without soldering or modification. Pricing is still unknown at this point, though. So I'm guessing it's like that GameCube thing we've talked about in the past situation, but for the NES?
Yeah, pretty similar to it. I'll just read everything I have here. It's kind of a lot, but it'll explain it more of what it is. And a lot of people didn't even know that NES had an expansion port. So.
No, I didn't until you sent me this morning.
Yeah, so during the 80s and early 90s, it wasn't unusual for console makers to equip their machines with expansion ports. With an eye on future developments, these ports would allow accessories and bolt-on devices to augment the power of the base system. With the Super Famicom, Satellaview, and Mega Drive Mega CD, this came to pass, but in the case of the NES, the 15-pin expansion port on its underbelly was never used during its lifespan. It would presumably have allowed the console to connect to Famicom disk system, but that particular add-on was never released outside of Japan. It used floppy disks to play games.
Exactly. What the Famicom was what the NES was before the NES in Japan.
Yeah, the Famicom was the NES version. Japan's NES, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a generation before, whatever reason.
No, it was the Japan's NES.
Okay.
It says, fast forward to present day, and hacker modder RetroTime is looking to make use of the port via the NES Hub, a new homebrew accessory which will offer a wide range of applications. The NES Hub is a plug-and-play solution. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Bucked Up.
Bucked Up is a company founded in 2016 by two brothers on a mission to provide consumers with the highest quality supplements and fitness products to help them achieve their health and fitness goals.
Bucked Up has a ton of products ranging from energy drinks and supplements to protein bars and pre-workout, all with crazy good flavors like Rocket Pop and Cotton Candy.
You won't find a better tasting boost without the crash anywhere else.
So head on over to buckedup.com and use the code 3TG to get 20% off your order. That's the number 3TG.
Get the job done and feel great with Bucked Up Energy. When you feel it, you just got bucked up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which will pave the way for things like four-player Bluetooth support, making the four-core accessory redundant, which is another mod, but anyway. SNES controller support, Famicom accessory support, and the ability to run various third-party devices and add-ons. The most exciting development is the potential to integrate the Muramasa Disk System cartridge and Disk XP adapter. A previous example of a device which makes use of the expansion port, in this case to play Famicom Disk System games on the NES. RetroTime is looking for more beta testers to continue the development of NES Hub and admits that it has only been tested on a PAL NES console so far. Price is also unknown and depends a lot on the production cost of the connector. So it hasn't even been tested on an American NES yet, but pretty cool system, and I think, I could be wrong, but I think the Famicom Disk System is what the original Legend of Zelda was released on. I don't think it was released on a cartridge in Japan. I think it was on the disk system, and they had to put it on a disk. I mean, they had to put it on a cartridge for the US release. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Because we didn't take the floppy disk.
Right. And a couple, I mean, there's some, obviously, games that we've never got ported to cartridges that were on the Famicom disk system. So with this mod, you'll be able to play those Japan-exclusive games if anybody out there is interested in any of them. And you don't have...
Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, like... If you don't want to play, I guess, the U.S. version, which is the Lost Levels now, but...
Yeah. Same game, just revised and renamed.
Yeah. Yep.
And emulated on the Switch.
Yeah. Definitely harder. I've played it. I mean, it's... They said they was afraid it would be too hard for us American gamers, but... I mean, yeah, that's harder, but we could manage.
The curve there, but it's manageable.
Yeah. All right, moving on. I've been waiting for this. We announced this, I don't know, right after the podcast released. I think it was like August or September after the podcast even started that this was a thing, and it just now released yesterday. So Warzone Mobile has finally released.
Yeah, it brought back the original map from 4 years ago, because I believe the original Warzone that came out in 2020 was like March 11th is when it came out. So, you know, there's just a few days past the original four-year release. And it's also been just over 4 years for Call of Duty Mobile as well, because it came out in October of 2019.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's been a work in progress, and like I said, I think it said it was getting the Vendordask map and the, I think it called something Rebirth Island.
Yeah, so there's the Verdansk and Rebirth Island, both on there. I think there's only two modes with Rebirth, and all the rest of the modes have Verdansk, or Donsk, however you say it. Some people say different.
Yeah, I'm just mucking the spelling now. I was like, oh yeah, I've been calling it Vendordask for the longest time, and it's not even close to that.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
It says Activision yesterday launched the highly anticipated first-person shooting game, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. It is available on both Android and iOS and comes 4 years after the studio launched the original Warzone. The new game requires roughly 8GB to 10GB of free space on Android and iOS respectively. So make sure you have enough free space before playing the game. However, the game might need more storage as developers gradually bring new content, obviously. Unlike Call of Duty Mobile, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile supports cross-progression, meaning you can connect your existing Call of Duty account to unlock in-game rewards on all platforms. Also, all your weapons, blueprints, skins, cosmetics, friends lists, chat channels, and even battle pass progression will be synced across PC, console, and mobile. Game modes and maps. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile currently has four game modes: Battle Royale, Rebirth, Resurgence, Mobile Royale, and Mosh Pit. While the first three are Battle Royale modes, the last one is multiplayer. The mode features two iconic maps, Verdansk and Rebirth Island, while the Battle Royale and Mobile Royale modes are set in Verdansk with player capabilities of 120 and 78 players respectively. Rebirth Resurgence puts 9 squads of 4 players each in the tightly packed action-filled Rebirth Island. It also features some popular multiplayer maps like Shipment, Shoot House, and Scrapyard. As expected, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile will have mobile exclusive events, with the first one being Operation Day Zero, which will start today, the day of recording, and give players the chance to earn XP and individual rewards. So, I was really excited for this game because you can't play the original map anymore because they won't bring it back. I mean, they talked about maybe bringing it back later this year, but they haven't. And I've missed this map so much because we played a lot of it with, you know, Plunder when it first came out, and we got used to the map, and then I just can't get used to the new Warzone maps. And just, I've played it off and on all day today, and just, it's so nice to have that map back. I mean, it's hard to explain, just so nice to know where you're at, where you're going, and everything. It's fun. They don't have Plunder on there yet, but they are going to bring it later. It's just Battle Royale right now, which is still fun because it's still a map I recognize, so it's easy to move around and not get lost.
Are you using a controller or are you using your screen?
So when I was playing them with my phone with Summer, I used my fingers, and then later I was using my iPad with a controller. But unlike Call of Duty Mobile, if you use a controller, it won't put you in a separate lobby with just controller players. So, like Call of Duty Mobile, if you use controller, you would play against other players with controller. But this, as of yet, they're planning on separating them in the future, but right now they're not separated. So, it's kind of not fair, but...
So they have it like how Call of Duty Mobile used to be when it first came out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That, like I said, they haven't updated yet, but... I mean,
that was nice going out there and getting like 60 kills.
Yeah.
Just using the controller and everyone else was using their fingers.
But the way it seems is most people use controller. Which would be expected.
Yeah.
But you can still get kills. You can still win with your fingers because, like I said, me and Summer, we played few and we won like 2 out of 3. That we played because she had to get off, get ready for work. But we won 2 out of 3 using our fingers, so it's not hard to win. It's fun, you know. I might stream it actually tonight after we get off here, and I record it. It's really fun if you want to play it. But all right, moving on. So of course we talked about, several weeks ago, like 3 or 4 weeks ago maybe, Hi-Fi Rush and other games were going to the PS5, and we have those reviews just for the PS5.
Yeah, so it was I got everything off Metacritic. It was a 90 on Metacritic for PS5, and I went ahead and done the Xbox and PC again. It's 87 on Xbox and 90 on PC, so that's actually shocking that Xbox players think less of it than PlayStation PC players.
Yeah.
Because I would not expect that from a foreign console to have rated higher than the native console group of players.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe just PS5 players, they just have really wanted to play the game and they haven't been able to because it was locked on Xbox, and now they're just happy to have it.
That and the reviews are still new, and the Xbox ones have been out for a hot minute now.
Yeah. Well, and here it's 63 reviews for the Xbox version and only 12 so far for the PS5. So
that makes a difference.
Yeah. And then it was 37 for PC, which is the same as the PS5 90, like you said. But so far, there's 12 positive for the PS5, 0 mixed and 0 negative, so that's a good start anyway. Alright. PSVR 2 reportedly stops production temporarily.
Becomes one way off.
Yeah. From Sony.
Yep. Sony Group Corporation has paused production of its PSVR 2 headset until it clears the backing of unsold units. So apparently there's just a bunch made and they're not selling anymore. It's the reason why they're stopping production right now. According to people familiar with its plans, adding to doubts about the appeal of the virtual reality gadgets. So yeah, it's just not enough people's buying it, and that's why they're stopping production on it for now. So I guess, you know, if their backlogs get taken care of and they get people ordering them, then they wind up starting production again. But for now, there ain't no sense in making something that no one's buying.
Right, yeah, and that's exactly what it is they've made too many and they're not selling them fast enough. So they're like, well, there's no sense in making them if we're not selling them, so.
Save money on both ends.
Everybody's buying the Apple Vision headset now.
Yeah?
Probably. I don't know.
Twice the price?
Yeah. But, I mean, you can connect it to your Apple ID and do anything your phone can, really. And play games on it with Apple Arcade, too. So, I mean, yeah, they're not VR. I mean, they're not VR games, I guess, but VR games don't seem very fun to me anyway until they start making like actual console games alongside VR games. So like a Call of Duty would release alongside console and VR at the same time.
I wonder if they have a Resident Evil VR.
Huh?
I want to think they have a Resident Evil VR.
I mean, they might, but is it on the same level as a console though?
Probably not.
That's what I mean. Like when they release them side by side and they get the same quality out of both, gotcha. Then like you get a full Call of Duty game like you do on console, then it might be worth getting VR. But to me, I'm not a huge fan of VR. Like I've used it a couple times, but I just don't like the idea really.
I don't think I played on VR. It was like a music game and it was like you had to hit like the box or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, this, I mean, yeah, everything's close to you, but I'm just like, it ain't like, it's not like those videos where you see people like running into walls and stuff.
Yeah. There's some people like that, though.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Nintendo will be at the PAX East event this year.
Take that, PAX West. Yeah, so I believe it's already started. I believe it started yesterday at time of recording, and it'll wrap up Sunday.
Yep, 24th.
But, so it's in Boston, so if you're in that area listening, you can go to PAX East if you want. To celebrate the Pokemon video game series and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet games, Nintendo showcased a hand-painted mural at PAX East 2024. The mural highlighted a unique character transformation mechanics called Terastalization and features a fun design with the Pokemon Eevee taking center stage. Don't know why my thing didn't space out. That's why I was like, oh, why am I going to go on to the next thing?
Yeah, they're there. Sometimes they skip it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go to PAX West, sometimes they don't. But
they didn't go this year or last year.
No, but they're at PAX East. So, and before anybody gets excited, no, they're not going to announce the Nintendo Switch 2 at this thing. Because I know that rumor's going to go around. Oh, they're going to announce the Nintendo Switch 2. No, they're not. I mean, they don't get me wrong, they might. I could be wrong, but I seriously I doubt it. That's something it's that they definitely want to release in their own direct. But
yeah. Especially since, like I said, the article I got it from, what do we say? It was just focusing on the
Pokemon
series of games.
Which is, I mean, obviously Pokemon's a huge hit, but that's kind of an interesting theme to go with, because there's no big Pokemon games releasing this year. Like, not even not even the Legends game is releasing this year, and that's a spinoff. So, and the main game is going to be even longer than that. So, it's kind of an interesting theme. I mean, like I said, obviously it's a huge theme. It's going to do well, you know, it's going to get a lot of attention, but you think they would want to focus on something that's upcoming, like Luigi's Mansion 2 Remake, or Paper Mario Thousand Year Door Remake, or Princess Peach Showtime released, or is going to release soon, like maybe just released today, maybe? I'm not sure. The reviews are out for it. I was going to make out a topic, but I figured I'd go with Hi-Fi Rush on PS5.
I think it was today or yesterday. I mean, you didn't make it a topic. It's just way down at the bottom.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. It was the last one. I forgot I made it. Well, you'll get it next week, I guess. That's all the time we have. But we appreciate you guys for watching or listening. You can always watch us live on Twitch and YouTube. Join our Discord server. Hang out, chat with us. All of our podcasts, socials, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much all of them. Buy our merch on Redbubble. You have anything?
I think you got everything.
All right. Shout out to Bucked Up and Marvel Strike Force for sponsoring this episode. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.